Welcome to Awakening Plus. It is June 23rd, 2021. I'm Benjamin Bernstein with astroshama.com and co-hosting with
Spirit Song
with
SpiritSongOasis.com.
And we have our quarterly guest presenter, which is Deborah Hellman. And Deborah, thank you so much for being with us today.
Yes.
You may as well say your website too. Only if you want to. Okay. All right. So let me introduce Deborah. I'll just give your bio info, Deborah, and then you can introduce the thing yourself, because I know I don't want to mess that up. So Deborah Hellman is a spiritual guide and facilitator. For over 30 years, she's helped thousands of people embody higher frequency and experience more of their multidimensional self. As a guide, she opens the door for you to reach deeper levels of your sacred self and find your joy. This is her soul's purpose. Deborah teaches people how to open their Akashic records and the records of others. This lets them break free from patterns that no longer serve them and experience more spirit energy. You can learn more about Deborah's classes, workshops, journeys, and one-on-one sessions at renewinspireempower.com. Did I get all that right? Awesome. All right. So Deborah, I'm going to, in a second, turn it over to you. I'm going to turn off our camera and audio. And the show is entirely yours. If I need to jump in for some reason, I will. But basically, it's your show until you're done. So any questions, Deborah, before we turn it all over to you?
No, we're good.
All right. Thanks again for being with us. So grateful. Okay, it's all yours.
Okay. Well, thank you, Benjamin, for asking me to do this. This is very exciting. So when Benjamin asked me to do this, I decided, okay, the first part, many of you don't know what the Akashic Records are, and many of you do. So I'm going to talk a little bit about what are the Akashic Records at the beginning. And then after that, I'm going to do a guided meditation to connect you with your Akashic field, to give you an experience of being in your records and attuning you to your own Akashic Records. I have the groups records open. I don't have individual groups. I don't have your individual records open. So at the end, when you ask questions, I can't answer personal questions about you, but I can answer the questions. So we'll have a question and answer at the end after the meditation. And during the meditation, if you can find a comfortable place so that you can really sit back or lay down and listen to the meditation and go with it and have the experience. So I'm going to begin with, what are the Akashic Records? So the Akashic Records are your story, your journey since you separated from Source. Everything is in there. Your emotions, your feelings, your beliefs, everything is stored in your personal Akashic Records. But I say story because it's not like a motion picture. It's what you experience and what you take away. That's what's stored in the records. So if you and I go to an experience, let's say I'm 6 and you're 12, and we go to a fair, and I think it's scary and horrible and I don't like it and all these things, and you go and you think it's the most wonderful thing, you love the smell, the cotton candy, and you're having a great time. So that's what's stored in the records, what you take away. So when we access the records, when somebody opens your records or you open your records and you access what's there in the records, you can get in touch with those feelings and the past. And by changing the way you see things, changing your perspective on your life or your relationships or everything, you know, different perspective on your life, you can change not only the present, you can change the past, but you can change the present, because how you see it would be very different. And you won't go away with the stories, I'm not good enough, I failed my mission, didn't do a good job, and have doubt and uncertainty. So I love working with the records. I've been doing this for 30 years. And that's a little story how I got to the records. I'd heard about Edgar Cayce. So I knew about Edgar Cayce. That's all I knew about the records. I thought one day I'm going to learn to read the Akashic records, but didn't have a clue. How was I going to learn how to do this? I was an astrologer. I was an astrologer since 1976. And so this woman came to me for a reading, and her Neptune was exactly conjunct her 10th house cusp. And I said, oh, you're going to learn to read the Akashic records consciously. That's what came to me. And so if she didn't tell me until afterwards, she said, well, I was either going to go to Chicago and learn to read the Akashic records, or I was going to go to Bali with Norma Milanovic. And she said, now I know I'm going to Chicago. And I said, and I'm going with you. So that's how I ended up learning to read the Akashic records, was because of Greta. So that was back in 1994. And when I came back from the class, nobody knew what the Akashic records were. And they would call me up and I would say, oh, I can't really do astrology right now, but I learned to read the Akashic records. Would you like a reading? So that's how I got started. So when I went to Chicago, the first way that I learned was through a sacred prayer. And Ernesto Ortiz wrote a book about this, and I can't think of the name right now. Might be How to Read the Akashic Records. Anyway, he talks about how they met and how this sacred prayer was delivered to people here. And so that was the first way. That was over 30 years ago. And event was great, and I loved the prayer, but I learned another way. I learned another prayer about 10 years ago, and that's the one I'm using and teaching at this point. There are many ways to access the records. We're in and out of our records all the time. We just don't know it. You know, you just have this feeling, wow, I know something. I feel something. And you're in your records. And the nice thing about learning to open the Akashic records is you have an on and off switch. You can open them, but also you can close them. So that's a little bit about what are the records. So the next question, how do you know you're in the records? So if your records bring you to a higher vibration. That's first of all. And you will receive messages from your guides or your inner guides, and they're usually helpful or bring you light or expansion. Your guides will not judge. They will not tell you what to do, and they will not punish you in any way. If during your time in the records, let's say you open your records or somebody opens your records and you start feeling anxiety or fear or doubt, you're not in your records anymore. It's your personality and ego that's taking over. So that's kind of how you know. If you're in your records, the information is usually resonate with it in some way. You feel, wow, that's right. And I will say that if you open your own records and you ask questions that you have fear of the outcome, you're not going to get a clear answer because of your fear. So we do have and I teach the records, we do have a whole community of people who've taken it. You can call one of them and have somebody else hold the energy for you so that you can sort things out. But I want to do the records. I've been doing this for 30 years. What I love about it is that you have a connection to source. And you know that you're connected to source. And you know you can trust these messages. So that's why I love doing this. And I love teaching it. So what happens in an Akashic record session? Well, anything could happen in a session. So if I open somebody's records and or accessing your Akashic records, and you change the way you look at something. So if you feel, you know, you might be have been carrying something for lifetimes, not just this lifetime, shame, guilt, fear, anxiety, or something that you feel, I did something wrong. And then you find out from the records that you didn't do anything wrong. It was what you could do at that time. It's what was appropriate. And if you can really understand that, you begin to release yourself from some of those things that you keep telling yourself. I'm not good enough. I feel shame. I feel pain, hurt. So the records can give you a whole different insight. And so during a session, it could be anything from a healing, you know, insight into something physical, because a lot of pain is stored emotions and feelings in your body. And if we can ask, you know, what is it? And it might be in layers. It's not always just the thing. And sometimes we need that for a reason. A lot of times we come in with patterns, and they're lifetimes and lifetimes of patterns. And sometimes you just are just ready. Everything's in alignment, and you can just let it go. That's always a great thing. So everything that happens in your life is your spiritual path. It's not sidetrack. It's not like, oh, this is happening and I lost my job or I lost my partner or something. That is your spiritual journey. Whatever's up, whatever's happening, this is your way. This is what you need to experience and to learn at that moment. And this is the time. It may not be pleasant. You might say, I don't want to learn it that way. That's not how I want to learn compassion. I don't want to learn it, you know, through disappointment and hurt. But if you understand that this is your path, you know, this is it. Everything that's happening to you is for your growth. Okay. So I think I kind of covered my introduction to the Akashic Records. I could say more, but I just wanted to give you a brief overview. And the next part of our journey together is I would really love for you to experience what it's like when you open your Akashic field. So, you know, the Akashic Records are a field in your body and around your body. And when the records are open, this field expands. So that's what we're going to do next. We're going to do a meditation. It's going to be about 20 minutes altogether. I have my thing here. And I'm going to begin. So I want you to get comfortable. You know, if you want to turn your picture off, I'm not going to turn my picture off yet, but I will, especially when we have the moments of silence. So just kind of go with this. I'm going to do one of my favorite things, which is a crystal bowl. This is F sharp or the high heart. And just let this sound take you to a very quiet place. Let it bring you into your heart. And now imagine that we are sitting, this group is sitting in a circle. And this circle is a circle of light. Each one of us is a light. And we're sitting in a circle of lights. 59, actually, participants, 59 people in the circle of light. So just feel the connection with the group, your own heart, sitting in the circle. So above our heads is a dome of light. This dome of light is formed by the 12 gateways of the zodiac, or the Maseroth, or the higher heavens. And we're going to give it a name. We're going to call it the galactic field. So just imagine this dome of light above our heads, sitting over this circle. Feel the energy of all the dimensions of space above us. Below your feet is a crystalline grid of the planet. This grid connects everybody to each other. Every person on the planet is connected through this crystalline grid. The trees have roots, and all of them are connected below the surface of the earth. And we too are connected through our roots going down into the earth. You are the link between heaven and earth. You are a pillar of light. So imagine that you are connecting from this grid above, all the way down through you, down into the ground, all the way down into the ground, further down, spread this light through your feet like trees, going all the way down to the center of the earth, connecting into the center of the earth, the heart of the mother, the heart of Mother Earth, fully connected, your light, rooted into the heart of the earth. And look above, not really, but look above, and you see through this galactic grid of light the connection to Source, Creator, Divine. Bring that light down through the Divine, through the galactic grid, down into the crown center, the top of your head, all the way down into your heart center. Way down. You're fully connected above and below, and you are the connecting link. Now, behind us, around us, are circles all around us, circles of light beings, councils of light that are here to support you in this dimension. Also the elders, whole light beings, angels, your guides, they're all here to hold the light for you, everyone. So just feel that support. Be able to sit back and relax into the support of all those beings that are here to hold that light for you. Now I hope you're in a comfortable position, sitting or lying down. And now breathe into your heart. Breathe into your heart and gently open this gateway. Feel the beat of your heart. Your heart is the key to align you to higher frequency. Let this light within your heart ignite as the flame. See that flame, feel that flame. Allow it to grow even more vibrant, more full. Let this light fill your whole heart center. Now let's expand this light through your body to awaken the cells of your body. In each cell of your body, let this light from your heart awaken the energy, the light, the healing, the wholeness of the cells, the perfect health of the cells of your body. Let it awaken the cells in your body. Bring in more light. Now expand this light from your heart to the organs in your body. Every organ in your body, fill it with this light, with this healing, with this light, with this energy, with this frequency coming from your heart. Fully ignited. And now to the tissues and the bones. Let this light fill your tissues and your bones, healing the tissues and the bones, bringing it light, more energy, more light frequency. And now let this light from your heart expand to the meridians in your body, the 12 meridians of your body, vertically all the way. Let it be liquid light. Let it feel the movement of light moving through your meridians, the flow of this energy. And now let it go to the chakras. Let the heart fill your chakras with light. Let them spin. Let them be clear. Let them be free. Let them move. All vibrating to this higher frequency of your heart. And now we're going to circulate this light through your whole body, through the blood, pumping through your heart, through the whole body. And in the blood are the blood crystals, awakening to this light, this higher frequency. Let this light flow through your entire body, feeling all the light, feeling all the restrictions, feeling all this energy, and becoming liquid crystal light. And now let us expand this light to your emotional body. Expanding out beyond the physical to the emotional body. Being one with your emotions, feeling the love, feeling that energy, feeling that frequency. And now to the mental body. Expand this energy to your mental body. All the thoughts, the beliefs, the ideas. Let it illuminate your mind. And now expand this light to your spiritual body. And this is where in your spiritual body it touches the divine. It merges with the divine. And so now, let this light gently open your Akashic field around your body at about 2 feet beyond the physical body. It's like a grid of light opening. It opens up. This is your Akashic field. This is where those thoughts and those beliefs and those emotions from lifetimes and lifetimes since you separated from Source are contained within this field of light. And think 360 degrees all around you. This is your Akashic field. And know that this is your Akashic field. And now we are going to have you connect your heart. Bring your heart out to your Akashic field in alignment with the divine. Make this statement. I am connected to the divine. I, and state your name, am connected to my Akashic field. Feel or see or know that your Akashic field is open. Let your guides attune you to your Akashic field. We are now going to have 4 minutes of silence so that you can connect and be attuned with the assistance of your guides to your Akashic field. While we are here in our Akashic field, we are going to ask, what messages do my guides have for me at this time? Accept whatever they're given, whatever is given, could be a symbol, a color, a sound, or word. It could be a feeling or just a knowing. What messages do my guides have for me at this time? Whatever is given, I'm going to give you 3 minutes of silence. Your guides might appear to you. They might say words or sounds. You might hear their name. Any messages that they have for you, and you'll have 3 minutes of silence. So before we return, we're going to ask your guides to help you integrate the messages into your daily life. To integrate all these messages and this experience of the Akashic field into your daily life. As far as we go out, we need to come back in. So ask your guides to help you integrate these messages into your daily life, and we will have another 2 minutes of silence. bring the messages and your Akashic field back into your heart, integrating this experience with all parts of your body. Breathe it into your heart center. Bring everything back into your heart center. And now with great gratitude, thank your guides for this experience and the messages that you've received during this meditation. And you would like, and we would like to close the Akashic field. So just say, I now close my Akashic field. So when you are ready to come back, you can put your picture back and we can take some questions, anything on the Akashic records, or if you want to share anything about your experience.
And anyone who would like to do that, simply unmute yourself if you're on Zoom. If you're coming in by phone, just hit *6 and just popcorn, just do it if you feel like sharing something. Just jump right in.
Deborah, I've been asking myself what my next step is in my spiritual journey for quite some time, and I do feel tonight I got the answer. Thank you.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you, Madeline. Anyone else have a comment or question or anything about the Akashic records? Or
I have a really sweet vibration. It's very subtle and very blissful. So I'm feeling something really nice. Thank you.
No, thank you.
I just want to say that this has been a marvelous and wonderful experience. And I want to thank Benjamin for making this happen. And Deborah, for the guided meditation, it was powerful, it was filling, it was joyful, it was insightful, and all I can say is how much love and gratitude I have in this moment. And I thank you all for making this happen.
Thank you. Was that Carolyn?
Yes.
Thank you, Carolyn.
I'm kind of trying to come back here. This was really incredibly profound, and it's kind of hard to find the words, but basically I had two major questions that I wanted answers for, and I got them. And I'm just really grateful. I mean, I've done a variety of things in all of this lifetime around this, I guess, but, I'm so I'm almost speechless. It just was so incredibly profound, and I'm very grateful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I felt the same way. Absolutely.
So, Deborah, it looks like there's some questions and feedback in the chat. Do you have the ability to see the chat window?
Yeah, do you?
You're welcome to address that if you wish.
No, we don't have to do this long version of it every time you open the records. This was to give you an experience, to build on it and give you an experience. So actually, there's a prayer. I didn't share the prayer with the group because I teach the Akashic Records, and it really needs to be done in an honorable way. You know, you learn how to use the records and what they can and can't do. So there is a prayer, and you can just open the prayer, and your records are open. You can open your own records, and there's also another class on opening the records of people, places, or things. And once you start working with your records and you open, you will get the answers. You know, I love the idea that you can connect directly to source yourself and get your answers. So that's what I love about it. And I'm mostly teaching these days. If any of you would like a session, you can go onto my website, but I'm basically not taking new clients, only working with the ones I've worked with before. But if anybody here would be interested, I would take a session. I would give a session for any of you.
I have two questions.
Who is it, Cynthia?
Cynthia, yes. So the first question is, the images that you see that I saw, like, is your understanding that they are past images, or can they be also, could they be future images? Like, are the records, like, is it always looking back?
No, it could be looking forward or looking backward.
Okay. That's interesting.
Yeah, it could be the future.
And then my second question is, in a reading, are you able to direct your focus? Because I just sort of like open to like whatever happened. And for the longest time, nothing was happening. And I was like, nothing's happening. And then like, boom, there it was. But yeah, so in a reading, do you direct the focus, or how does that happen?
Yes. In a session, we work with questions. You ask questions up to, usually, like if we do an hour-ish, it would be up to four questions. Because the records are vast, and what comes through is what you're ready for. And I don't edit anything. Anything that comes through, it's what you're meant to hear. So I asked that a long time ago. I said to the record keepers, I don't want to have to decide, should I say this or not? If it comes through, you're meant to hear it, and it's meant for you. And if not, it doesn't come through. And the records don't say, you know, if you ask, should I stay in this job or stay with my spouse or whatever, they don't answer those questions. It's up to you. And if you change what you do right now, then the next step changes. So it's really hard to predict the future, because everything you do changes your future. Every decision you make changes the next step or the opportunity or what's available. And then the other thing nobody asked about was past lives. You know, like, how does that play? And a lot of people, when they come for a reading, they want to know, oh, who have I been?
Yeah.
And people are always interested in that. And what usually comes through is what's bleeding through into this lifetime, because you come in with patterns, mm-hmm. and a lot of times it takes many lifetimes to work through these patterns.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And keep repeating them until we get it right. So a lot of times you may have a difficult childhood, and it may be because you wanted, these are things you wanted to work on. And yay, they're up. Right. And you have the opportunity to work on them.
Mm-hmm.
It's not what you did wrong. So that's another way to look at it.
I'll mention, I had Akashic Records reading with Deborah a while back at a critical moment in my life, and I got some really helpful insights. So I can personally vouch for how awesome she is.
It's been a while, but it was really profound when you read for I'm so excited coming in this tonight, because twice today I had a visitation from a bird. One was a large hawk type bird and one was a small one. And that let me know that the way I interpreted that, it felt like messages were coming and something exciting was about to happen. And how this played out for me tonight, because it's always different, but I was given assignments to do that will reveal more things to me. I didn't have anything specific I was asking for, so I was just open and told what I needed to do to get more messages coming. So that's pretty cool. I'm looking forward to that. And thank you for the beautiful light that you are and the love and light that you bring to all of us.
Well, thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Spirit Song. I would say the same about you.
Thank you.
Good night. Hi.
Hi, Catherine.
I just wanted to say thank you. I didn't know what to expect because I had a similar, I had an experience with the Akashic Records before, and so they told me, okay, because it was going into a very ancient library, going up marble stairs and so on. And of course they told me, well, you know, I created the vision. So I said, okay. So this time it was this lighted grid. And I was there and I'm just looking around and I couldn't figure out what to ask. Mm. And then suddenly three questions came in succession and I got different keys, one key for each with each response. And it's only afterwards you came on and said, okay, well, now you can ask questions. I thought that was funny. So then after that, in the next segment, a lot of my ancestors and different guides came forward. And everyone was clapping and saying, bravo and congratulations, you did it. You have taken another giant step and now you have leapt forward. So I understood immediately that whatever challenge I had decided to deal with in this life, I have taken a step forward from it or completed the experience, because I had an image of contracts being burnt. And then they said that now a lot of them will come and to accompany my other guides that are now here, and they will be clearing the way for me, so to speak. That was pretty cool. Thank you.
Wow. That is so cool.
Yeah, it was. It was. It really was. And I had no expectations, which is what made it even more interesting. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Oh, so did you say we can do this on our own?
Yes, you can.
You mentioned the prayer. So does that mean we have to find the prayer somewhere?
Say that again.
How do we do that? Do it. Because I have never understood the importance, even though I know it is our entire story. But I don't make the connection in my day-to-day life or when I am going through challenges and talking to my guides. I don't make the connection between that, them, and the Akashic records. So I've never bothered to inquire. But you now make it more interesting. And I'm now more curious.
Well, that's really cool. I teach people to read their Akashic records. It's a class. And you can find that on my website. I just finished one. So that's one thing. You can, excuse me. There are books out there that teach you how to open your own records. But I think being in the group energy and having the experience is what gives you the confidence. Because a lot of people have read all those books, but then they come to a class and they have the experience. I mean, again, just like anything else, it's practice doing it again. So it's like, oh yeah, I know this. I've been there. Because we are there a lot of times, but we don't know it. And, you know, you learn to have like a switch, on-off switch. I open my records. I ask questions, whatever. I close my records.
Okay, but what is the clue? There must be some sort of something to tell us when we are there at some time. Is it during the dream time? When I say dream time, I mean not necessarily asleep. But I mean, I daydream a lot and go into the imagination and get a lot of messages and inspiration and to do stuff. So is it something similar?
Well, yes, you just had an experience of being in the Akashic records, your records. How is that similar or different to anything else that you've done?
Well, actually, it wasn't that different.
That's nice.
It's just that I found the grid, the grid pattern of light fascinating, like in Star Trek, you know. So because I'm a big sci-fi fan, so I was more focused on examining them. But otherwise, you're right. The energy was, yeah, I'm a fruit and nut caker. So the energy was just very nice and smooth and calm and sweet as, oh, thank you for that. Love it.
Yes. And so, you know, if you, let's say you are in your records, you're experiencing something, you're getting messages, you're getting really positive things or so many things are happening. And then you start judging yourself or criticizing yourself, you're not in the records then.
Yeah.
You know,
got it.
So that's how you know if you're not.
Right, that I kick myself out.
Right. You kick yourself out when you start making those, you know, I say I open my records, I get a whole lot nicer because I'm not shooting all over myself or something.
Okay. Thank you very, very much.
You're welcome.
And thank you, Benjamin and Spirit Song.
Welcome.
I just wanted to kind of, thank you so much, Catherine. You're awesome. You're delightful. And Kathy,
thank you.
Deborah and Benjamin, the spirit song. I'm still so profoundly moved because I have this mother wound. I had a very difficult childhood, and I've had difficulty in my personal relationships with people I'm related to that I've given birth to and all kinds. It's been challenging. So I asked, and I was told I wanted this so that I could master compassion, love, forgiveness, and unconditional love and grow. And I'm like, oh, I almost want to start crying because, you know, it's been tough. Again, I'm becoming inarticulate, which is weird because I'm an articulate person usually, but I'm so grateful, you know, and it's not like I'm being punished, you know, it's just something I asked to do. And it's like, okay, and I get, you're doing fine, you know, and I also get people keep telling me now that I'm almost 70 and this is my time where I get to have joy and I get to really, you know, grow and bloom. So I'm just, thank you, all of you. I'm so, so grateful. So many changes. I mean, the last 30 years or so, I've been very intensely working in other areas because I was really into a lot of this, you know, in my 20s and 30s. But it's, again, inarticulate. But thank you. Okay. Thank you.
Deborah, I'm sorry. I have to leave. My yard guy is out in front to take down a tree.
I'm happy.
Okay, bye. Thank you so much. It was absolutely awesome. Thank you again. Thank you. Nice to meet everybody. Bye-bye.
Hi, Deborah. It's Janice.
Oh, hi, Janice.
Hi. I actually learned how to open the records through a class that Deborah and Nancy Ring co-taught. So thank you for the meditation. That was lovely. I'm a huge fan of the personal records or of the Akashic records. I find them just so divinely intelligent. And I just love the timing of this. And you don't know, Deborah, from being, you know, an astrologer, you know, the auspicious time we're in, you know, we're on the eve of the strawberry moon and the eclipses have just happened. And so this was really great. It helped to very gently facilitate, you know, releasing some things. And when it ended, I just feel a lot of love. And that's what I love about the records, because they're so benevolent and they always are nurturing and gentle and honest. And so full of integrity, and they just, whatever you glean from it, you feel like you've come home to yourself every time that you're, you know, in the records. So thank you for that experience.
Thank you. Thank you, Janice.
You're welcome.
Well, I just want to thank you all. Thank Benjamin and Spirit Song and all of you beautiful people. I haven't seen all your pictures up there, but some of you I know and a lot of you I don't know, and some of you know me but don't really know me. And hopefully you got to know me a little better. I really do appreciate this. This meditation was given just for this group to experience, you know, the Akashic field. And I'm glad a lot of you had this experience. I think in the messages, a couple people said they did not. So maybe next time you will have that experience. Every time we go into the records, if somebody opens your records or you have your records open, you are more and more attuned to your records. And Janice is shaking her head. She knows this one. So I've been doing it a long time, 30 years. So I'm trying to read all this. A lot of people got images and guides. They got to communicate with their guides. So I really appreciate all of you and your light and your energy and your love and your support. And remember, we had a whole lot of support on here with all of these beings helping us hold the energy so that you could have this experience. Well, anybody else have any questions this evening? I think if you want a replay of this, if you go on, if you become a member of Benjamin's website, you will have access to this recording.
Yeah, that's is great. Yeah.
Is that how it works, Benjamin?
Yeah, so basically, this is a free public call right now. And before I get into that, if anyone wants to get involved with one of your classes, Deborah, would you say your website one more time, please?
Okay, it's Renew, Inspire, Empower, M-E-M, power.com.
So Renew, Inspire, Empower.com. Mm-hmm. So check her out there if you want to learn about her classes or do an individual session that she's so generously agreed to do, even though she doesn't usually do those anymore for us folks. Mm-hmm. In terms of the replay, yeah, if you are a member of Awakening Plus, you can get access to this and over 325 other past events. And the feedback we get is that the replays are just as powerful as the live events. The juice is all there. So you could have another powerful Acacia Records experience with Deborah on the recordings and check out all the other cool stuff we have in the archive and lots of other cool stuff in the membership. Also, again, it's all described at awakeningplus.com if you want to check all that out. And people who are new get a $1 for 30-day trial. And that's full membership, and you can certainly find out in 30 days if it's to your taste or not. So that's cool. So anything else you wanted to share, Deborah, before we wrap it up?
No. Thank you, Benjamin, for asking me to do this. It was timely, very timely for me personally. And I'm sure it was for each person who was on this call as well. That's how it works.
Yes, it is.
And thank you so much. Thank you so much. This has really been a wonderful experience for me.
Oh, great. I'm so glad.
Yeah.
And for us.
Yes.
Thank you.
Any last words, Deborah, before we wrap it up?
No, that's it. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks to all of you who showed up live or on the recording. We're grateful for each and every one of you. And that'll be all for now. And of course, we all have at least two Awakening Plus events every week. So keep an eye on your inbox, or if you're a member, check out the archive or whatever you're into to access our events. So thanks again, Deborah. It's such a pleasure to have you.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. So goodbye, everybody.
Good night.
Bye.